Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Sports, Fitness, Wellness, and Global Schoolwear. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Quick shout-out, Bruce Merrin, Celebrity Speakers Bureau. Excited to be a part of that. He's one of the pioneers, first people in the world of sports Bruce represented 40-something years ago was Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson. Enough said. We've got a great doubleheader today. Sheila Thielen, she's a master figure skating coach. She's the creator of the skating harness and vestibular training products for athletes as well as rehabilitation. She's returning, along with guided disciple, longtime sports medicine colleague, Dave Buchanan, sports kinesiotherapist, trainer of champions. He's the founder of Rock Balance Health and Performance. And the sports doctor's in. We'll share some Bob Guider wisdom, answer some emails. But hey, Sheila Thielen, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Give us some background, Sheila, on you, your world of figure skating, and the inclusion with all these people doing spins and jumps and moves, the whole direction into the vestibular world.
So thank you so much. So basically what we're doing is we're applying world-class sports figure skating training tools to the general population. We're working with so many wonderful groups and so many partnerships. Everything from NASA, we're doing a little tiny project with NASA, and we're doing a little project with Nike, but we're working with NFL alumni, especially post-concussion. We all have the same brains. So to see this vestibular system, how your eyes and ears process back into your brain, improve. And so it's a lot of spinning, but it basically scrambles you to unscramble you.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've been talking about the world of balance and stability and proprioception on the sports doc, I don't know, 30 years, give or take a few weeks. Maybe as long as you've been a figure skating coach. And again, the importance of balance, whether we're toying or about talking with best athletes in the world, the tremendous feats of stability. Think of those quad jumps and those triple jumps. When we're talking about great grandma and trying to prevent her from falling. Well, we're talking about children, and we're trying to enhance their functional and physical capabilities. So the whole world of balance becomes a tremendous thing to be included. As a matter of fact, it's one of the two essential exercises I stress in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You know, one is strengthen those feet and ankles. Number two is work on balance. How long have you been involved in the world of figure skating, Sheila?
Oh, geez, Dr. Bob, it's been 30 years. 30 years, not including my own skating as a child. But I've worked with so many athletes. We figured out almost 500,000 athletes worldwide. I've worked with everything from three-year-olds and children with autism through the Olympians like you saw on television last week. And that's I've somehow intersected all of their careers at some point, at some time.
Yes, you and your colleague, Kim Ryan, with her balance piece of equipment also, her Spinergy world. Of course, I'm still bragging. I cannot believe it's 12 years since young Evan Lysacek, who was 10 years old maybe when I put orthotics in his skates. 12 years later, he was the gold medalist, 2010 figure skating gold medalist. So the idea of high-performance skating with all of its balance nuances really made so much sense when you're talking about applying some of those principles to the general population. And my understanding is the general population is catching on, Sheila.
Yeah, it's really catching on. Like, so much has happened since I started with you a year and a half ago. But even today, I'm actually at a partnership meeting today with a company called Pragma USA. And what they're doing is almost identical to me, but at a far different ends of the spectrum, in the fact that they're helping hoist up children in wheelchairs so that they can stand up and really, oh my goodness, digestively, what that can do for the children. Boy, the digestive problems in children in wheelchairs, it's heartbreaking. So they really can hoist the kids up and use, you know, even our electric spinner underneath them. Already, the sand dune stepper is perfect underneath this Pragma system. And I'm looking at it right now.
That's
I'll have to send you pictures.
Matter of fact, Matt Dahl, the creator of the sand dune, is going to be on with me. I don't know if it's next week or the week after. We go back X amount of years. But the beginning of the sand dune, which is a piece of equipment where you simulate standing on the sand and all of the gripping and stability and balance challenges and strengthening that has. And it started really with Parkinson's and disabled people. Now some of the best athletes in the world who are looking to jump and land. And, you know, the word vestibular, where are you in space? Stand on one foot and close your eyes, spin around a few times, and you'll get am I getting it right on that, Sheila?
Absolutely. I always kind of, like, the sand dune stepper is phenomenal. What Matt Dahl is a genius. And like, it really, we've even put it underneath my harness system. Like, and my athletes have loved it. It's a phenomenal product.
Well, I call it's interesting. And when I have David on a little bit later, the late Bob Guida, my sports medicine mentor, one of the most brilliant sports therapists who ever walked. His method of including was what he called instability training. I now have a champion on to create imbalance and demand that the body does the balancing and strengthening all of those stabilizer systems. And again, when I would have all these young skaters, they would talk about practicing their double and triple jumps, and they had the protection of those harnesses that you helped create. And they also were learning the ability to spin and land and function in that kind of criteria where you would be now adapting it into so many different areas. I find that very exciting, again, for the whole medical world.
Absolutely. The aging community. I have great videos on my website of my mom really improving her balance at 75 years old, like improved balance and proprioception and getting both sides of their brain to connect and, you know, and crossing that midline and axis and balance. You know, it all is tied together.
It's interesting. So, I saw everybody, you're going to talk about NASA in a minute with you. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Hoyle, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Go over to radio shows. You can go back years, international guests, national guests, local guests, sports, medicine, fitness, wellness topics of all stripes. Of course, with the role of the foot, maybe running through some of the criteria. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of topics on so many areas, everything from what's the best shoe to what about children specializing to my always very exciting article, Women in High Heels, speaking about balance. And you follow us. We have thousands and thousands of followers, lots of great information on Twitter, as well as LinkedIn. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and LinkedIn. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, we're talking with master figure skating coach, the developer of the fascinating vestibular training product with Sheila Thielen. She mentioned she's doing a project, whatever, with NASA, weightlessness. And some of the different areas, again, of the brain and these vestibular ear systems of balance is one of the areas in NASA that both caught your attention, didn't it?
Yes, how exciting when the head neuroscientist at NASA tracks you down saying, wow, how are you doing that? Yeah, we were
what's
pretty excited
the,
about
the
that.
Website, what's the website people could find out about you and the products and all of these things?
Yes, absolutely. We have a new website, so it's a lot easier to link to these days, called spinyourbrain.com. Easy enough to find me. So spinyourbrain.com.
Great title. Spinyourbrain.com. So these people that you're speaking with, again, just thinking about that, the idea of getting up from a wheelchair, the ability to...
Oh, I know, and that's where I'm sitting right this second, is at this company, and it's called PragmaUSA.com. So Pragma, P-R-A-G-M-A, USA.com. And wow,
you know,
like,
it's interesting. You're talking about the... you're talking about the... my friends from, I'm trying to think of the brain piece, Mike Pyra, who's working with the National Football League Alumni Association with, the whole idea of concussion awareness, concussion balance. Again, a lot of these things that are being done to try to prevent and deal with those kinds of consistent problems. Hit Check. Ha, I knew I'd remember it. Is the name of the... they're also working, Sheila, with the National Football League Alumni Association in the world of concussion awareness, concussion education. So you give Mike a call. He's the CEO of Hit Check. So
absolutely. I have to correct myself. Pragma Systems USA. There we go.
you got to pick up the card and read the card, but nobody has a business card anymore. So you probably have to remember.
Pragma Systems USA.
Yes. So give us a picture a little bit of what I've seen for all this time, as long as I know you, the way you are. You're spinning people around very slowly, even more aggressively. Some of them are flying when you're dealing with some of these figure skaters in order to simulate this imbalance or work with these systems. Describe a little bit that basic unit of yours.
So what it is at the bottom is basically like an electric lazy Susan. So you can stand on it, you step up about 6 inches, you stand on it, and I can control. Does it turn counterclockwise or clockwise? And I can control the speed. And of course, at the beginning, it's slow. Even only one turn, maybe only two turns. Like, it's very, very gentle. And then as you progress, you can make more turns. You can go faster. You can, you know, you can really challenge yourself as you improve at it.
Do they have their eyes open, Sheila?
Yes, absolutely. Eyes open, head level. And even with the hands crossed lately, just to get a little bit more of that midline cross,
are they using both sides of their brain. Are they wearing shoes?
Yep,
as
they
well,
can do it barefoot.
Yeah,
barefoot or shoes, totally flexible. But I also have an amazing balance mat that they do in advance. So for 10 seconds, eyes open, 10 seconds, eyes closed, then go do my gear and then retest again. And it is stunning to see their changes in balance. And that's a company I also partnered up with called Body Track, BODITRAK. And they come from the golf world so that you can see the balance, you can see the head sway, you can see the foot movement. Phenomenal product. So you can really see your improvements that you made in a pre-test and a post-test. But from there, once you're on the spinner and you're spinning, there's also a safety harness above it. One, so you don't fall off, obviously. But two, with the triple pulley that I can create flight. So you really do look like a figure skater, you know, spinning around like a gymnast or a figure skater. And that's where that really heavy vestibular load of your eyes and your ears processing back as you're whipping around in a circle. And coming down from that. And the big challenge is, of course, not being dizzy from it, that we really train that dizziness out. So we are working, we're starting projects with the U.S. military and research with them. But one of my former students has an amazing video of she flies Army helicopters and talks about how she doesn't get spatially disoriented. Well, boy, that's important for aviation. That's important for firefighters. That's important for police, military, that when you walk into a smoky room, you can get out of it because you're not spatially disoriented. So these are the projects we're doing.
And Andy, it's so interesting. It's an amazing, in the world of mind-body, in the world of integrated systems, this is interesting. You know, again, I call it the mental game. We're talking about the mental game on the sports doctors for 40 years, give or take a few weeks. But the whole idea of the physical side. Here's another dimension where you're including this awareness or space-related. Again, think about it. Hand-eye coordination, balance, stability, landing, moving, changing direction, including in rehab, you know, besides superstars and great athletes, the idea that everybody can benefit. Got to get this kind of teaching into the schools, Sheila. That'll be our next project. Did you just say 1 minute, Doug?
Yeah, you know, we talked about we
Sheila,
work with children with autism.
Sheila, give me the website. I'm sorry. I flew over the time, Sheila, as usual. Give me the website people can find out about you and Vestibular.
Absolutely. SpinYourBrain.com.
SpinYourBrain.com. Master figure skating coach. Multifaceted Sheila Thielen. I want to thank you so much, Sheila, for joining us. Hold on, Sheila. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome a longtime colleague of mine, the great Bob Guider disciple, Dave Buchanan. David's a sports trainer, kinesiotherapist. He's the founder of Rock Balance Health and Performance. I still have a slide of David paying attention to John McEnroe balancing on a fitness pad. Hey, David, welcome back to the Sports Doctor. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has been a long time, Doc. Thank you for having me on.
Give us some background on you. Your work with Guida goes these years ago, leading up to what you're doing today.
Well, goodness. I was very lucky.
It's a long story.
My advisor at Concordia College, where I went to school, was friends with Bob and said, hey, I need to go in and get an internship. I went there. Bob accepted me as an intern and immediately put me into doing the performance classes, which was a class, if you remember, we'd have a class every Saturday from 9 to 10. And the idea was people that you'd put orthotics in or that Bob had finished with rehab, go do performance. It was kind of our sports work hardening. Remember the whole work hardening, thing was try to get people out to do something different than just therapy. So there was a performance class that I had, and that's where I fell in love with, working with the balance beam and working with the kinesthetic primer board and working with bands and tubing and using small, simple things to make things difficult, to make it harder for the athlete. And that's where I started to use the unstable based training concept of working with athletes, and then I started to take it a little bit more and said, hey, I could do this with some speed things. So that's why I started to trademark the term proprioreactive training, the idea that we're going to use the proprioceptive ability of the bottom of the foot to work and to control the body and then propel it forward and work on speed. And I've been very lucky that I've had over 200 athletes that I've helped transition from college into the pros. I helped with Jim McMahon's recovery and then still remain friends today. And that you're doing well with somebody when they have all their kids come and see you. So I've seen all of his kids and trained his son, Zach, in baseball and a little bit of football, but he's more of a baseball player. So I applied all those skills that I learned from Bob and just just added to them a little bit in the speed realm.
It's interesting, again, when I mention in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents Dave, the two essential exercises for any athlete, any youth athlete, regardless of their age, their level, or their sport. The first one is strengthening your feet and ankles, and rubber bands became famous. Guida used to have to go to rubber companies for them to make bands for us, and work balance. And again, with the mini trampoline and standing and bouncing.
Yeah.
And then you guys started throwing balls back and forth where they would play catch.
Sure.
And guided.
I mean, it's interesting because on the tramp, I created something where I said, hey, I'm going to take the tramp and I'm going to do a little exercise on there. We call it forfeit. So what we do is we do 4 different exercises, 4 repetitions for 4 minutes. It's a single leg. You do a single leg, 4 single leg jumps on one leg, 4 single leg jumps on the other. You do 4 split jumps. You do 4 like hopscotch jumps where you cross across your foot back, then back behind your foot. And you do 4, tell the kids, chubby checkers. Even they don't even know who chubby checkers is. It's the twist.
Yeah, right.
And we do the twist. Yeah. And we do that for 4 minutes. And it really just primes that foot because they're having to grab on the tramp and use the tramp in a dynamic, appropriate reaction.
I got to get you a sand dune stepper. If you haven't seen that, you're going to be just blown away by this piece of equipment that simulates balancing, stabilizing, and working those feet in the sand. And, of course, on the mini tram, when you would change where they were standing and landing, it would change, again, all of these different forces. It's funny, you know, since our wonderful, wonderful mentor and friend Bob Guy passed away last month, I have decided to continue a lot of his legacy. Part of my show is called The Sports Doctor's Inn. We preview new shows. We answer emails. But we're going to add what we call Guided Wisdom, a little perk of the endless amount of ideas that he had. One of them, of course, David, was, you know, strengthen the brakes, right?
Yep.
You know, when you were working with Jimmy Mann all
those
years.
We called them the shunt and the spurt muscles. He had the spurt muscles, and he called them the shunt muscles, the brakes. And he said if you didn't have the brakes, you couldn't use the spurt. You couldn't do the starts. You wouldn't have the power.
Or you would injure it.
When we do it,
you would, the repetitive motion injuries of, again, think of someone who's swinging a tennis racket 1,000 times a week. And Bob's point was we've got to strengthen the muscles that are slowing that down and stabilizing it. Or all the rehab he did on Jim McMahon's shoulder. He talked about that constantly. Tell us, David, about Rock Balance Health and Performance.
Well, Rock Balance Health and Performance is my company, and I decided, you know, I'm getting up there in age, and I didn't want to have this large facility anymore that I had to try and figure out how to fill and problems. So I took my 3-car garage and converted it into a gym, and I'm seeing, you know, junior high school, college athletes, moms and dads who want to get in shape. I have my beams. I'm expecting a group of wrestlers after practice or before practice today.
You're a wrestler.
So after they're done with the meeting.
I cannot believe, you know, David, you know, when you talk about, when I'm thinking back, as you're saying that, I'm thinking back to Hillside, where Bob Guider was. We were at Hillside. And in the garage, turned into a gym. And that's where McEnroe was, bouncing on the pad with you.
Exactly.
And the idea... the oscillating balance beams, and it says, where is your gym?
I'm in Mount Prospect, 226 South Main Street in Mount Prospect. And, you know, as the summer opens up, I open up the garage door and we start to run on the pavement. I work on running. I have the beams all out. People see these beams. I still have 6 of them, Doc, you know, that I have. And I have one of the originals I had from Bob that I have. So it's kind of my oldest piece of equipment that I have with me. It's like an old friend. Go ahead.
You know, people know are very familiar with a balance beam, and a balance beam is squared off. So it's like a 2x4. It sits on the floor and doesn't rock. Guider's famous oscillating balance beam was rollable.
Exactly.
It was unstable. You guys even put rubber pads underneath it. To make it.
I still have all the rubber pads.
Yes. What's the website of Rock Balance, David, that people can find out about?
It is www.rbhptraining.com.
So, again, I remember you go way back in the world of wrestling, and is that still a big interest of yours?
Yeah, it is. You know what? I have a group of kids that are coming from Prospect High School, and one of the kids I had. They all did well, but one of the kids I had this year was he took 2nd. We think he should have gotten better, but he did well. And then his team made it to the state tournament as far as a team state, and he beat the number 2 kid in the country a week later. So he wrestled much better and just tough. Will Basinger, he is a tough, tough kid. He is smart. Technically, he just does everything he needs to, and he comes and sees me 3 times a week, even during the season, 2 times a week.
These kids are getting better and better. It's interesting. You're all about something we've always paid huge attention to. Talk about it on the Sports Doctor. I think you were on 10 years ago. I'm trying to remember. Things everybody cares about, whether they're a great athlete themselves, whether they're the parents of these young kids, and we know what a challenge youth sports is. And those two things are, number one, can we prevent injuries and stay out of trouble? And number two, when indicated, can we enhance performance? Can we be a step or two quicker, jump higher, be more explosive, et cetera? What are some of the sports and ages that you routinely work with, Dave?
Well, the youngest ages I've worked with is six. I've worked with basketball players. I've worked with soccer players. I've worked with football players, wrestlers. I've worked with football players on the highest level of pro athletes. And I guess, you know, when you start talking wrestling, the highest level for them is Olympic. I have a couple of kids that have been to the Olympics or been in the Olympics or trying. And then I have all kinds of girls as far as soccer, gymnastics, figure skating. So I've been very lucky. You know, Candace Brown used to send me all kinds of different people from figure skating, and I'd have a bunch of those. So
it's Candace Brown, yes. Candace Brown, who just moved to Texas, was the first figure skating coach I was ever introduced to. She was Evan Lysacek, the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medalist. Yeah. Evan was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his gait. And Candy was way ahead of her time. And one of the ways she was way ahead of her time was she would send her kids to Gaia. She was so concerned about all that jumping.
That we'd set up, it would be you. I would introduce. I'd introduce you guys because I was young then. I didn't know as much as I needed to know. And I would introduce Bob, Dr. Vickery, and Dr. Bob Weil. So you guys would do a talk for me for these kids. And we'd have these girls come in and we'd do performance classes with them.
The late, great Jim Vickery, sports psychologist, shared the radio with me probably for 4 or 5 years in the 90s.
Oh, did he?
Guy that took me to my first radio show when we were in Carroll Stream, Illinois, with the great Dick Chase. And of course, Guy, everybody wanted him on the radio because he was dealing with the Bears and he was dealing with the Cubs and he was dealing with some of these other. There was always such action going around. You know, Bob, I really, really had so much to do with the performance training. Instead of rehabbing somebody after they're hurt, trying to enhance performance. Now, you got to remember, back in the late 70s, when did you hook up with us, Dave?
I hooked up with you in 85. So it was right when the Bears were getting good and doing their thing. And it was that season they won the Super Bowl, and I was working with a bunch of, they'd come in on a Saturday morning in Hillside. They'd drive out to Hillside to see Bob, and we'd do therapy with Sean Gale, Mike Richardson, Dennis, Gary Fensick and Leslie Frazier would all be up on the table and they'd be talking about defenses and what they had to do. And Gary Fensick knew
my son Adam was there for some rehab. Bob was told me Adam was like 12, 13, 14. And he said Leslie Frazier on one side, Gary Fensick on the other, talking with Dave Buchanan, a lot of great memories. And the whole Bob Guider world, and David, of course, has gone on to set his own niche. We will be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy. Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back years, listen to whatever you like. Lots of great stuff, newspaper articles and magazines, all about so many different topics. Again, thousands of followers, lots of information. If you follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Dave Buchanan, longtime fitness and performance trainer. David studied under the great Bob Guider. We were just talking about endlessly some of these different memories, some of these great athletes, this incredible excitement that was always around the buzz of sports performance and rehab institute and David's rock balance health and performance. You know, Dave, when you're working with these kids and the challenges and the stresses, pressure of youth sports, especially with the level of some of these kids you're working with, and their families, their coaches. You were just mentioning the great Jim Vickery. I ask you how your sports psychology skills are, my friend.
Because I've been doing this for over 35 years, and every once in a while you have a kid who goes on and becomes a therapist because of what you did for them. You know, so I've had probably four or five of those I can think off the top of my head, but I've actually had one that's gone into sports psychology. She contacted me. She's finished with her degree. She contacted me, and I'm actually probably going to start hooking up with her. Ashley Raleigh is her name, and she's based in Chicago now, and she does sports psychology stuff with kids. And I'm thinking some of the wrestlers who've had some problems as they get into those final matches, and you start to question yourself, you know. That's when they need some sports psychology. So
when you're working with their parents, David. You're working with their parents wondering why, you know, this kid isn't feeling better. Why is his knee still hurting him? Or when can my daughter get back into soccer? And these kinds of challenges and, hey, coach, and all of these kinds of things. The mental game is a very, very big deal on the sports doctor. Again, whether it's the parents and these pressures to play, because the overuse, the reason I co-authored the book, David, hashtag a sports parent, was the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. There's so much overkill going on, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, there is. I mean, it's interesting. You know, we had talked a little bit about Bob trying to, you know, put on the brakes and teach the brakes. And I said, you know, he would call them the shunt and the spurt. When I teach jump box, you know, because people want to jump, they want to get vertical jump, and they all just want to jump. And the whole thing that Bob dealt with is you can't jump unless you know how to land. So we work a whole – sometimes I don't even have kids jump because they can't land properly. They don't know how to take the foot, hit the foot to the heel, to the knee bend, keep the knee over the foot and toe, then let the hip bend and keep their body upright. So we work on jumping down. They have to step up, jump down, step up. And I'll do this in a circuit for a whole time, whole session sometimes. The kids get bored, but they're not doing it right. And they realize they've got to really work on it. And then, and only then, do I let them jump. You know, and I tell them, same position you just landed in is how you're going to take off in. And then I've had great success. We talked in the commercial break of injuries in females. At one time in my business, I had girls that we had trained. No one ever had an ACL tear. I had kids, and I had thousands of girls, because we worked on teaching them how to support, control their body weight, which is the biggest number one thing, right? If you can control your body weight, you can run faster. If you can control your body weight, you can stop gaining weight. If you can control your body weight, you can overcome
the stability. The whole idea of balance and stability, you know, again, Bob would talk about great athletes. You got to know how to fall, he would say. If you don't want to get hurt, you got to learn how to fall.
jump box, of course, was something where we had we had a whole room before your time. You might have been there.
At the Spry.
Yeah. We had a room where the floor was cut out, the whole room. It was about a foot and a half down with mats so that these athletes could jump down and work on landing and learning to land with stability, paying attention, again, to what's that old term, structural integrity, if I remember?
Structural integrity, exactly, yes.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. I would imagine at Hillside, we had that area where you could jump down. It was it was cut out. It was lower than everything else, so they could jump down. They could have maximum jump. And then we'd work on jumping off of the pads, too, because then they were jumping like they were jumping in mud. You know, the idea is that they had to produce that force without having any type of stretch reflex. So they had to take that. We took that all out of it, and they had to jump. So that was a great time. I mean, you talk about that. It was just one of those things where, you know, after Bob passed away in the memories and talking, and I've gone to the Chicago Iron Luncheon and talk with some people, and the stories that we share, the thing that's amazing is every day you'd walk into the clinic, there would be somebody new, somebody that, you know, I can remember, you know, all of a sudden you had Bill Buckner on the table, and then the next day you had John McEnroe on the table, and then the next day you had Jim McMahon on the table, and the next day all of a sudden from you had Al Secord coming in from the Blackhawks.
The first baseball player besides Billy Buckner, his training partner, the great Eric Soderholm. Another one who absolutely rehabbed for a year and a half, coming back from some various knee problems and having so many tremendous things to say. And you know, trying to, again, do those two things, which is reduce injury problems and enhance performance. As you know, you've seen it, David, these kids, they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger.
Yep.
You know, collisions are dramatic. So this is a big challenge when we're, again, trying to stay out of trouble and trying not to deal with, you know, these repetitive motion injuries. You know, we see these kids all the time. Yeah. I wrote a chapter about it. I called it the prodigy sport. You know, we tell these kids all the time, and their parents and their coaches, we want you to play different sports. We don't want you to specialize too early. That's great, unless you're a gymnast, you know, or a figure skater, or even tennis, soccer, where you have 11-year-olds that's all they want to do. Right, Dave?
Sure. I mean, that's the thing I was just thinking about. It's like specialized. It was very interesting to me. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, they were talking about the U.S., volleyball.
David, I can't believe it. I knew it. We flew by. David, we flew by. I knew we would with you with some chat. Give me the website. We're going to run. We run out of time. Of your facility.
The facility is BHP. I'm sorry, RBHP, which is Rock Balance Health and Performance Training.com.
Rock Balance and Performance Training.com. David Buchanan, we will have you back. David, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay.
This is Sports Doctor.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, we are back. I'm live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Welcome to the Sports Doctor is in segment. We preview some upcoming shows, answer a few emails, and we do add our little bit of guide wisdom after my sports medicine mentor, the late, great kinesiotherapist, sports therapist, Bob Guida. I was talking with our last guest, one of his disciples, Dave Buchanan, and we were talking about Bob's emphasis on instability training, working in balance in order to strengthen all the stabilizers that hold us up, that move us in different directions. Again, so many different ways that he would emphasize that. He talked about standing and balance on mini trampolines, tilting on balance boards, working with newer pieces of equipment like the sand dune stepper, and creating imbalance. David talked about he had one of the original oscillating balance beams, the rollable balance beam that an athlete, whether they were Olympic volleyball players, tennis players, young soccer players, walking along the balance beam, constantly challenged. His more sophisticated athletes, he put on a football helmet with a weight attached to it to create more imbalance. So instability training, strengthening the stabilizers, Bob Guida wisdom. Some great shows coming up. Body image is something we're going to talk about with Dr. Ellen Albertson next week. Also, Joel Franco, the creator of the film Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, the upcoming documentary, will be joining us following week. The creator of the Sand Dune, Matt Dahl, will be joining me. And again, another one of my favorite superstar, a disciple of Bob Guida, Missy Orthray, a great trainer of champions, world of golf and other sports. She was one of our young gymnasts moons ago. Some emails. Joe says, are heel spurs a surgical problem? You know, Joe, rarely, very rarely. Most heel spurs, which are a protrusion of bone mostly on the bottom of the heel, occasionally on the back of the heel, from constant traction and pulling and irritation of the attachment of on the bottom of the heel, the plantar fascia. Years of stretching, pulling, irritation, inflammation, the bone responds. In most instances, proper support solves the problem, including physical therapy, sometimes an injection of cortisone if necessary, but orthotics are 80%, if not 90% effective in controlling the kinds of forces that cause those spurs or the formation of the spur to cause a problem. Maybe a few out of 100. One of my guests last week, my namesake, Dr. Lowell Weil Jr., one of the real perpetrators of the shockwave therapy, stimulate healing in that area,
and very successful. So if the opinion you have is you need surgery, get another opinion, Joe. Terry says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater, doing double jumps, working on triples. General question we've pondered, what's superior, custom boots or orthotics? You know, Terry, both are very, very important, but for common reasons and different reasons. You can't beat proper custom orthotics. I don't care what boots you're in. That's individual foot, joint, ankle alignment. And again, I've been doing it for 40 years, give or take a little bit, and I've never had a coach say, you know, you messed up somebody's balance. Usually they're thrilled with enhanced balance stability with the orthotics. If there's a fit concern, wide ball of the foot, other areas of the foot that are of concern, maybe a bump here or back of the heel, et cetera, custom boots are very, very helpful. Custom boots, although sometimes they try to help with alignment, you know, will heat mold them, et cetera, do not do what a proper custom orthotic does ideally. The GOLD program, do them both. This is what one of my colleagues over the years, John Hermata, Mr. Edge, boot fitter of champions in the world of figure skating, many times we will combine that optimum fit of a custom boot along with optimum alignment with an orthotic. Phyllis says, talk about your high heels article. You know, Phyllis, we've had a lot of buzz again with that as the topic of my upcoming show with British Columbia's Christine Blanchet and Run With It, my Sports Doctors In segment where we talk about that article. The challenge of high heels. Number one, it puts a lot of pressure on the ball of the foot. It doesn't mean it's got to be a 3-inch heel. Even a 1.5-inch heel and higher increases pressure under the ball of the foot. So if you already have, you have calluses under the ball of the foot, you have some sort of irritation, metatarsal concerns, heels really puts even more pressure. Besides pressure to the ball of the foot, very, very often heels, the ball of the foot is very confined. It's very, very cramped in there. So sometimes we'll see toe problems, other kinds of corns problems in between toes that are aggravated by the demand of that toe cap of the heels. So you want to pay attention again to being in away from stilettos if you can. You want some sort of stable base so that you're not rocking back and forth dramatically. In the article, we talk a lot about strengthening. We talk a lot about the fact that once you're in 1.5-inch, 2-inch heel and higher, you are quite extensively changing your mechanics, different stress on your back, different pressure and stress on your knees. So many times, just the understanding and awareness that a woman will have after reading the article, if you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you will see that featured. It talks again about the fact that if you strengthen yourself posturally, you'd be much better off in tolerating heels, especially, again, if you're a businesswoman, stylish woman, wear a lot of heels. I recommend we change heel heights, that we don't get married to one specific height. We've even seen in sometimes European young women who've grown up in heels and worn heels their whole developmental life actually can get a shortening of their Achilles or calf area, some sort of contraction, where they've got problems, all of a sudden they wanted to run, they started playing golf, they were playing tennis, now they've got Achilles or calf problems because of the fact of those years of being shortening the demand on that area. So you don't have to drive yourself crazy, but if you want to be much better off tolerating doing well in heels, you don't want to live in them. If you strengthen your ankles with some rubber band exercises, toe raises, and other kinds of motion, you will make a big difference. If you compromise, especially in the toe box, so that you're not jammed in or you're not getting excessive pressure. By the way, I've been using dress orthotics for decades. It's almost the same type of orthotic I put in the figure skate. Very, very small. Sometimes velcroed in where it can go in a very, very shallow heel, flats, loafers, boots many times orthotics, which a man might be able to put in everything he owns, might be much too bulky for any kind of woman's shoe. So this is when we'll use a dress orthotic where a woman could put in boots. She could have the same proper orthotic control that's necessary for comfort and stability. But we can't get a woman to live in sneakers, can you? So dress orthotics is a very, very big addition, big part of the practice with orthotics with women. Got a quickie question here. Steve says, when's the sequel to Hashtag Hey Sports Parents? You know, Steve, good question. We're kicking it around. I've got to add to the title, however. You know, the first comic joke in the book, and we've got these great comic, maybe 20 of them in Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is a chaotic stick figure scene where there's all sorts of hoopla. There's a stadium. People are cheering. They're yelling. This guy comes out and the observer says to him, boy, these fans are really something. These parents are really something. He said, what are you talking about? It's the grandparents. So we got to include sports grandparents in the next go-round because they are a big part of people, younger and younger all the time, grandparenthood, who are cheering their kids on. You know, I don't know, Jerry, if we have time to talk about some of the different situations at the Olympics. Let me mention that mental health has been front and center in both previous Olympics. Whether what was this young 15-year-old Russian figure skater went through because of the drug controversy in the Winter Games just a couple weeks ago, or whether it was the Summer Games and Simone Biles and her decision to not compete because of whatever mental anguish, nerves, etc., the twisties they called it, that she was dealing with. So, you know, mental health continues to be a very, very important topic in so many different areas, been compounded and magnified dozens and dozens of times with our challenge with the pandemic. Hopefully the improvement will continue. Challenges will get less and less. Some of the pressure on these kids, on parents, with the season canceled, of people playing, somebody passed the protocol, did they have to quarantine? It's been nuts. And this is something that, again, has been really, really front and center. We will continue, of course, to feature all sorts of different aspects of what we call the mental game. Till then, we'll catch you next week. Thanks, everybody. The Sports Doctor.